Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 1st of May. My goodness, we're starting another month. And it's a fabulous time to get together because this month is power-packed with opportunities for all of us to do whatever it is that we can to put all our thoughts, all our attention on making our lives more comfortable and also going after our material pursuits and maybe getting promotion, looking for promotions, new jobs, new opportunities, looking at how we can increase our finances, looking at how we can improve our savings consciousness. So welcome to everyone who's joining for the first time. This is Sucharita here. I'm calling in from Chennai, India. I've been traveling around India for the past few months, and time is flying by. I can't believe it's 3 months since I've been here, and it's been a power-packed time. And if you're joining for the first time, you can listen to the recordings that are posted to our blog and find out what all those adventures have been about. I've been hearing from members from around the world sharing that they have been able to experience the energies that are coming from the different places, the power spots, the vortexes of energy, spiritual energy that seems to be transmitted in the meditations and also in the group discussions. So please have a listen to that if you have not been able to download those recordings. They're available. And for those of you who have been joining from week to week, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to be here and to share what's going on with Dr. Pillai through his teachings and services offered either through AstroVet or Pillai Center or through the herbal company Nambu Botanicals, through Tripura Foundation. It's such a blessing to be able to come together as a community here online, and collectively we can tune in and not only raise our own awareness and vibrations about how we are expressing ourselves on the spiritual path, but also collectively we can come together and then create a whole new consciousness. And as if we're coming from different places around the world and we're coming together at this point in time, Dr. Pillai is always tuning in during any of the live calls that are being offered, you know, for example, this one or through the Ganesha program that's going on now. It's a live call that's happening every week. And so if you have not yet joined that program, please do that. It's an amazing program. There are a few hundred people that have joined the program, so it'll be a great opportunity to dive into those teachings and get that access, the group access, the energy that comes through the group, to understand how Ganesha works with you. And also, it gets amplified because in a group setting, there's so much more energy available. So, and also, not just the live calls, but you get awesome teachings. And there's also different services that are associated with that program as well. So I've heard really great feedback about it, and I can't say enough or encourage you enough to, for those of you who haven't joined the program, please do. It'll be an evergreen program as well. So evergreen means that it will be available even after the live calls are done. And that program will continue on and you can access it at any time. So when your budget permits, you can jump on it. However, having said that, we know that Ganesha is an archetype to remove obstacles. And the obstacles begin with our own thought process and what we are feeling inside of ourselves and how we feel stuck, or we're maybe we're too afraid to move forward, or we're not sure, or we're just going with status quo. Maybe we have a fear of success or a fear of failure. Maybe we have confusion around what it is that we want to do. So Ganesha, having Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings to reveal more and more about Ganesha, because he is really able to connect with that energy, that archetype, in a very personal and powerful way that it can be transmitted to all of us through any of the teachings, any of the services. And any of the meditations or mantras that you practice, or any of the rituals that you practice at home, you will be able to access it in a whole new way, because he is transmitting that energy at the soul level. That's why we're on the spiritual path. We are finding that, okay, we've been on the spiritual path and doing different things over the years, or maybe we've been trying out different ways to improve our lives, and here we are now. And so being with Dr. Pillai, he's always in the now. He's always bringing out the most powerful or empowering way to find out what it is that you need to do now. So it doesn't really matter if you're joining for the first time or if you're visiting these teachings. Your soul knows, and your soul is hungry and it's thirsty, and it wants to have that spiritual download. It wants to feel full of energy that maybe it hasn't been able to access in everyday life. And maybe you've become, kind of robotic or mechanical in the life. And, a lot of us have those dark nights of the soul where we just get so disconnected from our soul. So here we are every week. We can tap into an energy coming together as a group and finding out what this week is all about. And this week is all about clearing at the soul level. So once we do that, once we access our soul's intelligence that doesn't really have a language that is known to us, maybe, or that we even understand until we see ourselves show up in a different way in our lives. And so our everyday life, when we start to feed our soul, either through a mantra practice or through a ritual or a remedy or through some meditation, maybe a fire lab, or any of the services that you're able to afford to do, then we will know, okay, this is what my soul is telling me. And my soul is saying, okay, give me this food for the soul, or this drink for the soul, for those of you who are thirsty or hungry and can relate to that. And when you consume it, when you absorb it, when you bring it into your awareness, this divine energy coming in, then you will understand, oh, okay, this is how I nourish myself. I nourish my true self, my highest self, my divine self, my connection to the spiritual world, which is full of archetypes. It's full of divine beings, angels, gods, devas, all kinds of shiny beings. Previous in maybe even in your culture or your religion that you grew up with, or you're maybe touching on right now, you're going after it. Those beings will also be available. Gurus, teachers, spiritual masters. All of them are on a different plane, and we're at a time where the golden age, the doors are opening in the golden age, that says on the door, it says, hey, walk through this door. And then when you are walking through the door, you will be able to access or be able to vibrate or align with those divine beings in that space. So we just are coming up to a time where the moon is in a waning cycle. And what that means is when it's in a waning cycle, you're going more internally. So if you felt like in the past week or so that you've not wanted to be, going out and doing things so much, or you're not really interested in doing socializing or calling people, or going after your work full force or your projects full on, You feel like, okay, my energy is more internal, or I feel like I need to rest, or I feel like I need to meditate, then it's natural because on a waning cycle, you want to go inward. So this week, we have a couple of opportunities to really go in at the level of the soul. Pradosham is happening. It's the 13th waning moon, and it is happening on Wednesday, according to I have India Standard Time calendar. So it might be the day before Tuesday for those of you in the West. But anyways, that is a time to really cleanse. So we'll cleanse the soul, and our meditation today will take us through a cleansing process. And then follow, that's the day after that is a 14th waning moon. And what Dr. Ply shared with us is during a 14th waning moon, if there's one day a month that we always pay attention to, we never ever forget it. We remember it, remember it, remember it. It's the 14th waning moon. And especially the waning, you can be the waxing as well. But it's for Ganesha. So if we feel like we're stuck or we haven't had that breakthrough that we want in our lives, or we haven't felt joy or a free-flowing energy, then Ganesha is so readily available this year, 2016, 2017. You will really, if you pay attention on the 14th waning moon, you will really get a blast of energy that is coming from not only outside of you, but it's also inside, because Ganesha's energy lives at the base of the spine. And then once that energy is released, some of us may know it as Kundalini energy, that's the spiritual energy that we have, that reservoir that is maybe just kind of slowly trickling into our spiritual subtle body. For some, maybe it's blasting for others. Maybe it's coming and going, it's on and off for others. When we call on Ganesha during a 14th waning moon, he opens the door, and he opens it in a way that you can handle it. Because see, sometimes people have an awakening of the Kundalini energy, or too much is being released, and it can be a little bit hard to handle, or hard to manage, or you don't know what to do with it. So you can have some, aberrant behaviors, some emotions, or something goes out of balance. So on the 14th waning moon, we pray, or we really ask or contemplate on this archetype and on our own Kundalini energy to just give us exactly what it is that we need. We want to feel there's some shift of energy, but also that it's not too much that we can't control it. And or we're not able to, do our everyday responsibilities or activities that we need to carry out. So on the 14th waning moon, that for that whole month, we'll all experience Ganesha's blessings and how they unfold. And maybe some people will share during our open discussion about how Ganesha has been showing up in their lives and helping them to understand, oh, it's not something so much outside of myself. I'm seeing the signs. I'm seeing how people are responding to me differently. I'm seeing how I am responding to challenging situations, to obstacles that I thought were going to be obstacles. And then once I just went and did a Ganesha mantra, or maybe did an Abhishekam to a Ganesha, or just listened to a meditation, all of that obstacle went away. Because whatever we have been thinking, whether it's good or bad, that will keep manifesting. So if you're always thinking, okay, oh geez, that person, they keep bothering me, they keep phoning me, they keep telling me I have to do this or to do that, I should or shouldn't. If you keep thinking about that person, they will keep doing whatever they're doing. So Ganesha will come in and say, you better stop thinking about that, and let's take the energy and move it so that you're resonating on a different pathway of different frequency, a different level, and then you will find that, okay, that situation can still be there, but it's no longer pulling you into anxiety, fear, being stuck, and so on. So that way, the obstacle is removed from your consciousness. So when we are supercharged with emotion and then we keep thinking and thinking and thinking about that thing, it will keep manifesting. Now, that can be, for a stubborn situation or something that's not so enjoyable, but it also can be, hey, Ganesha, I really, really want this job. I really, really want this person in my life. I really, really want, my kids to get along, my workplace to be more friendly, more enjoyable. I want some projects to work on. I want my health to be. So we can go on and on about what it is that we want. But just instead of us doing it, we just say, okay, I've got my goals set. This is what I'd like to see this week. So Ganesha, I'm going to ask you to keep making it to show up. Because if I leave it to myself, I will go the other way. So that's how we can be, as Dr. Pillai says, communing with Ganesha means that here you're communicating with him. And he is the archetype that is very practical. So he's not just something, that is an elephant-headed being with a pot belly and he rides a mouse. He is the energy of Ganesha, or that image of Ganesha, if we imprint it in our consciousness, that will be what is perceived in our environment. So even though people may not see us as an elephant-headed being and a pot belly and ride a mouse, but they might perceive an energy that has that image and at the level of the soul. And that soul will know, oh my goodness, I got to get out of this person's way, or I have to support this person. Because Ganesha is all about support, success, busting through obstacles. It's also about avoiding situations that maybe it's not a good idea to get into right now, or you're not ready to deal with those situations. So he will become a really great guide for you, for all of us. So that's happening the 14th waning moon. And then we have a new moon. And the new moon is all about connecting with our ancestors. So we all know that karma is, it's our thought process. And we, as we understand from Dr. Pillai, who has shared so much over the years and so many teaching services, programs, always about the ancestors. He talks about how we should connect with the planets and understand how our blueprint, our birth chart, has a bunch of planets that are impacting our lives in different ways based on our karma from previous lifetimes. And then our ancestors are also determining how we think. And then from our thoughts, we act. So soul genetics is the concept that Dr. Pillai has shared with the world. And soul genetics is all about our genes are connected to our ancestors, even though they're gone. If they're restless, then definitely they will want to get our attention. And one of the things that has come up this week is, and it's a great question that one of the members had shared, was, how come I have, X amount of people in my family, my siblings, my aunts and uncles, and so on? And they were saying, now, why is it that Uncle so-and-so has an amazing life, prospering, great kids, and so on? And then why is it that the sister, the aunt, is suffering? And then in my own family, my lineage, my generation, half of the family is doing great and half of the family is really suffering. And then here I am and I'm doing all these ancestor rituals and how is that impacting the life? And it's a great question, because that's what we're here to do too, is to use these spiritual, this, the technology or the spiritual teachings that Dr. Fly shares, it's like a science. We want to understand how we are experimenting at the soul level in the life that we live. And so one way to answer the question that the person had shared was that, and how I understand it, because I work with advisory services, and Hanuman Das is his specialty. He's a Siddha, and his specialty is to remove the curses from ancestors, black magic and evil eye and all those kinds of things. I know it sounds really out there, but it does exist. And we all know those are kind of harsh descriptions of what we face every day when people are jealous of us or envious of us, or they are so sad that they're not doing well, that energy gets put onto us and creates all kinds of blocks. So what he shared about the ancestors is that as we're evolving on the spiritual path, and if you're with Dr. Pillai, you're evolving pretty quick, and so your family members may not be. And so the ancestors are going to be getting your attention first. And you will notice it either through your own challenges that you're facing or through the challenges that your family members or relatives are facing. So that's the sign, the clue. And so on the new moons, we can, there's the new moon services, Tarpanum, they call it. You can go on to Astrovid Apply Center and key it in and start doing those every new moon, those services every new moon. And you'll start to see the shifts happening. And it'll be interesting if you started it in May. Now we're in May, so June, July, August. In the next 90 days, or so, we'll have a time for the ancestors. It's called Mahalaya, and it's for about 14 nights or 15 nights. And so for the next 90 days, if you did new moon services, you would start to see shifts in what's happening with your own life in all the different areas, and also in your family members' lives. So 90 days is a good window of time to experiment, to see how these services are helping you to connect with the ancestors. And then the ancestors, in return, because they're evolving, they will bless you, and they will bless the family members. And if you can't afford to do that, then at least participate in daily Tarpanum. We've talked about that every week. We talk about it. It should be something that we do next to taking our shower and brushing our teeth, Tarpanum. So do that, and then also pray to Ganesha to remove the obstacles. And we've also talked about how to access Ganesha's energy by offering a Bermuda grass. It's also called Dhruva grass. Or Ganesha grass. You can listen to previous recordings on that, on how to get it and so on. And so this week is a great week to go inside, go internally, and really commune with your Kundalini energy, and then also to go deeper into the cells, into the DNA, and pray to those ancestors who are joined your genes, who are at the soul level, and ask them to be released from you, first and foremost, and then from your family members. And it doesn't matter, you wouldn't call on like a grandmother, grandfather, you wouldn't call on any individual one. You would just say, if there's any ancestors who are not resting in peace, please, take this offering and, or do, if we're going to do the karma busting meditation. And so you can go into that meditation and then just say, okay, please cleanse at the soul level and be released, be happy and be blessed and cross over. Because as they cross over into higher realms and their soul is getting freed up from wanting to calm and be disturbing on the earth plane because they have unfulfilled things or desires that they weren't able to fulfill or live in their lifetime. So they live through our genes and they act through our genes, and who God knows which lifetime it is that we've shared with them. But if you're at that point where you just want to be released from it, then while you're here on the earth plane, then this is a really great time to do that. So it's a power-packed week for going internally and then getting cleansed from the karmas, and also communing more with Ganesha, and then also with the ancestors. And then the new moon is also a good time to commune with Shiva, with Durga. So Shiva's energy will give you prosperity and enlightenment. Durga's energy will fight out those forces, those dark forces, jealousy, envy, greed, depression. A lot of people feel on the waning moon cycles that they are depressed. And then what happens when it gets to a waxing cycle? They feel better. So if that's happening, then you look at, okay, what's causing the depression? It just means low energy in a lot of cases. And you have to, just go with it and go more internally and build up your spiritual reserves. And then you will bring up your energy, and then you will start to have a better outlook on your life. So, and then also Hanuman, his energy is available on the new moon as well. Again, it's the new moon is for the ancestors, and Hanuman, again, is an archetype who can help us to feel that we can overcome, we can do the impossible. So he's the archetype that does the impossible, and he fights off those, just like with Durga or Kali. He's the energy that will do it very powerfully, empowering you, making you to have more self-esteem, higher, more energy, and then you will go towards higher thoughts. You'll say, okay, well, there you are. You're pounding away at me, ancestors. So I'm just going to keep feeding you, maybe feed you some more every day until you're appeased. So he will give you that good outlook on your path, and not be too dragged down by whatever is going on. And so that by the following week, we have a powerful day to be coming together. There's a free call with Dr. Pillai. It's a one-hour Pillai Center webcast hangout, a Google Hangout. And it's a free live brain training. I just signed up for it. Radha, our Vedic astrologer here in Sundays with Sucharita, just reminded me to share that with you. So that's a really great opportunity. Anytime you can get live teachings with Dr. Pillai and it's free, please do that. Immerse yourself in it. And it's going to be on Saturday, May 7th. At 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, noon Eastern Daylight Time, and then 9:30 p.m. IST. We'll talk about it again, remind you again after our guided meditation. And that is right before Akshaya Tritiya, which is a time to improve our relationship, our consciousness, increase our finances. It's all about the money. It's all about creating wealth consciousness. So that's something that we're going to further discuss. The sun is going to be going into the second house the following week, meaning that as we're following the sun's transit every month in Sundays with Sucharita, the sun represents our soul. So our soul is going to be wanting to pump out thoughts into our brain and into maybe consciously or unconsciously, we're going to be wanting to improve our finances. We're wanting to get a new job, more promotion. We want to get noticed. We want to improve our material standards. So second house is all about that. It's Venus energy. It's going into the sign of second house is the natural second house, meaning in the zodiac. And it's the sign of Taurus, which is a very earthly sign. And so we want to bring the spiritual energy, the wealth consciousness to the earth. It will be a lot easier. It will ground us. And then Venus and Lakshmi energy are also available. So as the sun is transiting into Taurus, our soul is going to be saying, hey, think about your finances. Let's do whatever we can to create wealth versus spending on comforts that get us into debt, and then we have this after our credit card is getting unmanageable, then we start to panic. So it will help with non-declining wealth. So Akshaya Tritiya is a time where Lakshmi's grace and blessings can give us that consciousness at the level of the soul and pump out those thoughts that we will act upon that will create opportunities or situations where we're going to think about, okay, how am I saving? How am I investing my money? Where am I putting my time, money, and energy? Am I getting out of all that time, money, and energy that I put in every day at work? Am I getting out, getting the benefits? Have I increased my way of understanding how my finances are affecting me at the level of my bank account, at the level of my emotions, my psyche, all the rest? So it will help us to get ourselves under control of that area of our life, and in other areas as well. Radha will talk about that when she gives the sun transit talk the following weekend. So, and there's a Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday, and that is right at Akshaya Tritiya. And Jupiter is going direct into Leo. So all these things, we might think, oh my God, this is just too overwhelming. But really, the take-home message is we're going to build on the consciousness of moving the Kundalini energy, clearing out all the stuff that needs to be cleared out at the level of the soul, and then creating a new foundation so that we want to, instead of I want abundance, I have abundance. And it's more on those that the soul will start to pump out those thoughts of creating more abundance. Whether you are aware of it or not, it will be happening naturally. So now we're aware of it, we can take the steps to write our goals out and say, this is what I'd like to manifest in this coming month. I don't know how it's going to happen, but Ganesha is going to help me. That Ganesha energy that's going to move the Kundalini, it's going to clear out any congested energies, any obstacles. The soul is going to connect with the ancestors. I'm going to get blessings from them because I'm going to feed them. And I'm going to do my Pradosham rituals it's going to help me to connect with Shiva consciousness that gives prosperity and enlightenment. So I'll feel very balanced all the way through. All right. So that's the backdrop or how we are going to lay the foundation for our meditation this week. And then we'll get into a state now where we'll receive or experience what I've just shared with everyone here. And it's going to be very personal. So if you've experienced communing with these divine beings previously or not, you're going to have your own new experience. So I invite everyone to just forget about everything that you've done up until this point, as if you've just crossed over into a new way of understanding who you are. And it's going to feel a little bit uneasy or a little bit restless as the old way is shaking off. Thoughts might come and go, but just let them to do that. Just let go slowly. Although enjoy the vibrations, and as you're coming back to yourself, before you open your eyes, you can maybe do a special internal prayer of gratitude, acknowledging the blessings of Ganesha, moving the Kundalini through you in a whole new way. Dr. Pillai, for empowering your third eye. the blue light of Lord Shiva to remove all the karma, dispel the darkness known or known to you at the level of the soul, so you can vibrate with a new life force energy from this moment on and slowly, slowly come back. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the recording that'll be posted to the blog. Have a fabulous week ahead. And then those of you who are going to be remaining on the call, and put it into open discussion mode. So all you need to do is press star 6 if you'd like to share your experience or ask a question. About any of the programs or services specials offered through Fly Center Astronaut.
Hi, Sucharita.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jermaine. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Jermaine?
I'm doing good. I'm on the Ganesh program, and I'm really loving it. The meditations are great, yeah, and I'm seeing changes in my life even in the last few weeks, so it's really good.
Awesome.
You mentioned that I should send you an email, and I have sent it 3 times. And I know it's the right email because I've sent you before, but I don't think you're getting it.
I don't think I am getting it. Wait, really?
Yeah, I sent it to Sucharita, the Sucharita one, and then Sundays with Sucharita. And I don't know why, but... you had mentioned that I should send you an email, so I don't know how to make the connection. So,
can you give me your email ID right now?
Yeah, it's Jermaine Leonard. That's Germaine uh-huh. Leonard, Leonard at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll send you an email and see what's going on. I'm wondering
okay.
why I'm not receiving it. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's just a technical thing, but I've been on that other call, so I didn't even tell you the last few weeks. But, you know, anybody who's thinking of doing that Ganesh program, it's really very profound. You do a meditation every day, and like in my business, I'm starting to see things come to me that I'm not even asking for. They're just like popping up, so it's really good.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything else, Jerry?
No, I'm good. I'm going to mute off. Thanks.
Okay.
Hi, Sharita.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Alicia. I'm also on the Ganesha program, so I got to go because we have a call at noon. But
okay.
I wanted to know and get the information about the free call you said with Dr. Pillai. He's doing something for free. So I would love to get that information before I get off of this call. Or would this be recorded and I can come back?
Yeah, you can come back. It'll be posted in the newsletter as well, Alicia. And it's going to be on Saturday, May 7th.
Okay. I did write that down.
Yeah, at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or noon Eastern Daylight Time or 9:30 p.m. IST. And it's going to be offered through Pillai Center. So all you do is you go to Pillai Center and
okay.
you just click on the live webcast. It's a free call coming up. It's called Free Live Brain Training.
Thank you so much. And do you have a Facebook group as well?
For Sundays with Sucharita, no. Maybe we'll fix,
oh, okay.
Maybe we'll make one.
The reason why I ask, because I love the interaction with the Ganesha program Facebook group. I love it. We get to talk all week, so that's why I ask. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Maybe we'll do one.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Any other questions, or is there anything that anyone wants to share about their experience, either in the meditations or in anything else that's going on?
Hi, Sucharita.
Hi, who's this?
It's Iz.
Iz, how are you?
I'm good. I'm also going to try to go on the other call, but I just wanted to say thank you for this meditation. It was really profound for me. I've just felt totally personalized. I know it's for everybody, but I just felt it really strongly, just what I needed.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, and it really, really, really flowed strongly through me, starting with that brain. You know, it was really just beautiful, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anything else, Iz?
No, that's it. I'm gonna it's a totally different number. I have to kind of get on the other call now. So
okay. All right. But, have a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Have any questions or sharing your experiences? I know some of you may not be in that program, in the next program, the Ganesha program. So you're welcome to ask questions about any of the programs or services that are offered through Fly Center. Yeah? Someone there?
Hi, Sucharita. How are you? It's Alicia.
Okay. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to get some perspective. I just had a rough week, and I just wanted to know thoughts from Dr. Pillai on how to deal with it. So I have been doing the practices that Dr. Pillai recommends, and I have been visualizing, and, you know, in my third eye with the meditation, etc., I've been visualizing communication with my ex, or, you know, maybe getting back together, and I'm not seeing it happen, and so I've really become feeling hopeless and resigned, and I was wondering how one can deal with that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but as mentioned, during this period of time, as the moon is waning, it's a time where we go more internal and we reflect on, you know, our life and things that are happening in the past. And sometimes when we go through a breakup, you know, in a relationship or challenges in relationship or any area of our life, it's going to stir up that memory, because the moon represents our mind, our desires. And so if we've had unfulfilled desires or, you know, stuck emotions or congested energy that's relating to a not so great thing, so causing unhappiness or sadness or just, you know, hopelessness, or you're resigned to it being always that way, just give it a few days. And, you know, do this meditation practice for the next few days and see how you feel after that. Now, moving forward from those few days, as the moon gets brighter in the sky, and it's going to impact our thoughts, making our thoughts to be more positive or optimistic, in spite of maybe some heartbreak. We can also, if you can get an astrology consultation, you can find out why there are challenges in your relationship. So they'll look at the houses or the signs in your birth chart and how that relates to relationship and how it relates to this particular relationship. And then you can go from there. They'll prescribe specific remedies to help you to, you know, come out of it. And they will also give you insight or guidance into it may be coming around again, or maybe you have to let it go and how to do that. So that can give you a look into the situation. And also, if you can afford to do a naughty reading, I think there's naughty readings are, it's recommended that you do a naughty reading every couple of years. And I highly recommend it as well. In fact, I received an email from AstroVid that said, hey, you should get an audio reading. And I went, oh my God, yes, I should, because I had one about 2 years ago. And it said, Dr. Pillai says, it's recommended that you get an audio reading every couple of years, because as we're on this spiritual path, things are moving really fast. And so like we can say, oh yes, we want this relationship, and then we get back into the relationship and it's just making us to be more miserable. So whatever we want at the level of the mind is just karmic. It's old thoughts. It can also be that, yes, you got to go back to that relationship and complete that relationship in this lifetime. So the nadi will reveal to you what it is about that particular relationship, and then give specific remedies that you can do to clean it up at the level of the soul. So either it will go away and then you'll attract a better relationship, or you'll just have closure. Because a lot of us, we have gone through heartbreak, and you know, some of us get back in relationships. I know there's people who have gotten divorced and then got remarried again to the same person. So the nadi can reveal that those remedies that can, at the level of the soul, can clean this relationship up, whatever it is, and then you can be free to either, you know, get back or move forward, and then not be attached to the old thoughts and the old ways of being, or that helplessness or hopelessness. So those are a couple of things that I would recommend, just you know, to anyone. If you're in a situation, and it's just not, it's not just relationship, but anything that's dragging you down, can be work related, can be your finances, can be your spiritual path. You know, you can feel obstacles. You can, maybe you're just bombarded by negative thoughts all the time. You can't have a settle. You can't have a meditation that's settled, you know, where you're peaceful and you're benefiting from that continuous flow of spiritual energy. So it can be family challenges, kids, you know, extended family. So any area of your life, an astrologer can go in, and it's very personalized because it's your chart. It's all about you. It's your blueprint. It's what your soul wanted to do. Here's the challenges. Here's the timing. So that's a really great way to have a look into what's happening in the now and then get it cleaned up. So those are a couple of things that I would recommend. If you cannot afford any of those, then definitely just keep doing the practices, and eventually, and keep watching the free videos and listening to this. This is a free call. There's free meditation. Keep listening to the meditation and allowing that blue light to cleanse you at the level of the soul. And every pradosham, every 13th, moon, whether it's waning or waxing moons, is a window of opportunity to, if you have a Shiva Lingam or maybe even a gemstone or a rock that you want to use as your sacred object, you just pour milk and juice and water even over that during the window of time, which is about an hour and a half before sunset on the 13th waning moon or waxing moon. You can do it every day. If you do it every day during sunset time or right before sunset time, wherever, whatever time that is in your time zone, and you just keep doing that and cut limes, break coconuts, you know, pray to Ganesha on the 14th waning moon and just say, this is an obstacle in my life. It's breaking my heart, and I need clarity, because I'm emotional. And I'm going to choose not so productive thoughts or optimistic thoughts. So please, you know, do that for me with this coconut. You can imagine Ganesha as the coconut and just absorb all that negativity into the coconut and then break it and throw it away. And keep doing that. As Dr. Pillai says, do it every day. It would be better for all of us to spend a dollar and a half a day on a coconut versus a cup of coffee. You know, we can't even get a cup of coffee for that. So breaking a coconut will be more valuable on so many levels. And that's the science behind this spiritual tool. is that you'll be doing that thing at the level of the soul, that the mind is just going to be all over the place. It can't be settled. It doesn't know what it wants. It's not clear. So that's why we call on these archetypes, which are also a part of us too. So it's going to clear that congested energy within us that keeps drawing us towards feeling sad or hopeless, or you know, wanting the relationship and then, you know, not having it and all the rest. And that, yeah, it's very debilitating. And it's also keeping you stuck. So do those things. Challenge yourself in that way. Cut limes, too. Maybe you can get more limes for a dollar, depending on where you are. And then just do that same thing during Pradosham time or during the 14th waning moon, as we mentioned, during the new moon too. So first thing is that you're prone to have, we're all prone, or it's natural for us to feel reflective. And when we go internally, we start to see things that aren't working, and we start to grab onto those emotions. And those are just fleeting. You don't have to act on them. So we've got to give ourselves more credit and empower ourselves to come out of our funks and to, you know, grab on to things or gravitate towards behaviors, thoughts, actions that are going to bring in more intelligence, a super intelligence. It's beyond human intelligence. And then use these archetypes to do the work that we cannot do, because we don't know what is best for our soul. So our soulmate might be that person. Our soulmate might be someone else. So we want to feed our soul, not our mind. I hope that's been helpful, Alicia.
Yes, thank you so much. I did get one astrology consult, which was the Fix Your Planet package.
Okay.
And as part of that consult, there was time for me to ask one question, and I asked about being married, and I was told I would get married probably later this year. I don't know if I should get another one to talk more about relationships.
Yes, definitely. That's really great that you're sharing. So Fix your Bad Planets is really great, because it's a doorway into what is working for you and what is not. And then as you go into the story of your life, how it's unfolding through this this roadmap, then you can go more specifically into the area of relationship. So yes, definitely. Get another consultation you can get a live astrology consultation and ask them specifically about relationship and specifically about this relationship.
Okay, and how does, I do know that Nadi readings are comparatively, you know, more expensive. I was just wondering what was the difference between the Astro Consult and Nadi, and in terms of accuracy or changing your life?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. The astrology consultation is something that I always recommend, or that is highly recommended by other teachers and facilitators and Dr. Pillai. It's a doorway into looking at what is lying ahead for a particular period of time. You know, your soul is really what's asking you to seek out some way to resolve your issue. So the astrology consultation is one way of seeing. And it's very useful and it's very practical, but then you can go to the Nadi, which is going to look at a particular behavior or pattern of behavior that's causing, it's kind of like haunting you from a particular lifetime, and it's following you and it is manifesting in this lifetime. So it goes after that particular behavior or if it's in relationship, if it's in health, if it's in finances, whatever it is. And then it's like a general description or outline of where you can go in a different direction if you do the remedies. So you don't, you never want to do a it's not really recommended that you do an astrology reading or a naughty astrology and then don't do the remedies. Because what's the point of that? It's like going to a doctor and saying, okay, I need a checkup, and then the doctor says, okay, well, you should, you know, do this, do that. Maybe we'll take some blood work, or maybe we'll change your diet or exercise. Maybe we'll give you some medicines or some other medical test. And then you say, no, I'm good. That's okay, but that's not going to help you move forward. So the naughty will identify that particular behavioral pattern, you know, again, whether it's related to relationship, finances, whatever it is, it'll show up in the naughty, and it will say, listen, do these remedies, and it will clean up that thing that keeps haunting you lifetime after lifetime. And then the naughty will also identify why it's being so, maybe so intense right now because of the planetary period. So it also brings in a component of astrology as well. So that's why it's kind of recommended that you do astrology first, so you get a little bit of a understanding of how the planets are impacting you, so that when you go to the naughty, you understand, oh, okay, the planets aren't just these balls in the sky. They're this energy that is causing challenges in this particular area of my life. And then the naughty goes in and says, okay, let's get it at the level of the soul and how it keeps manifesting from lifetime after lifetime. And in a particular lifetime, we really messed up. So we want to clean up that mess so that it doesn't manifest, continue to manifest in this lifetime and take us down a different path. Hello?
Got it. Yeah, got it. Thank you for the clarification. So, okay, so if I'm experiencing a challenge in this lifetime, then I can presume that that's the problem, whatever I'm not being able to fulfill right now.
Yeah, so I don't know what the issue is, and I don't know what your chart is, but that's where I would start. I would start with the astrology consultation. I would start with those remedies that are recommended. Then I would go to the naughty and do those remedies. And again, those remedies are going to be cleaning up those areas of your life, or those behavioral patterns or planetary challenges for approximately 2 years. So, and then moving forward, because you're going to be challenging your karma. Say, for example, the naughty says you're supposed to get in a car accident and you would be debilitated, and that would cause a lot of medical expenses, you know, problems with your job or relationship, and that whole everything after the accident would just cause your life to go, you know, in a whole different direction. Once you do the remedies, you clean all that up, and then you can do another naughty, and then it's a whole different way of being. It's, so there's a different path that's been revealed. So you didn't have to go down that path of total destruction in so many different ways or areas.
Got it. That was really helpful. Thank you so much, Sucharita. And I do have one more question, if you have time.
Yeah?
I wanted to know your perspective, or, you know, Dr. Pillai's philosophy on destiny, and like, what is destiny, and changing your destiny if something in life isn't working out.
Yeah, well, destiny is just where you're destined to go. So whether you're destined to be on this call, that's a destiny. So it's really, as Dr. Pillai says, your destiny is your thoughts. So your thoughts are going to translate into some sort of action. Whether that's being stuck, that's keeping you, that's an action that's non-action, because there's a lot of energy that keeps you from moving forward. So if you're destined to have a great day and you decide to stay in and be miserable, that's, you know, your destiny can be go have a great day. But if you're challenged by something that says stay in and be miserable, then you've got to challenge that destiny. So all Dr. Ply's teachings are, and the services and the remedies and everything else that he offers through Astrobed and Ply Center, it's to challenge those thoughts. So it's to help us to understand how to be in every moment our best version of ourselves, our highest and best, so that we can be that for others. So we, just like you can, if you're destined to go on a highway and it's going to be clogged and you look on your Google Maps or you look on, whatever app it is that says there's a traffic jam on the highway, you don't have to go sit in that. You can say, that's a destiny that I'm not destined to take. I don't want to take that. That's just going to cause too much anxiety. So I'm going to go do this. And you Google some other route. So that's what all the tools and the practices, and especially if you are resonating with Ganesha, Ganesha is going to tell you intuitively, your destiny might be to have challenges because of the planets. Your destiny might be to have challenges because you had a bad lifetime and that's haunting you in this lifetime. Your destiny might be to... you have ancestors who are restless. So that energy will guide your intelligence, your intuitive knowing, your gut feeling, your soul feeling that tweaks you. Gut is kind of like a general description. Other people feel it in their heart or they feel it in their throat. And as soon as you feel it in your heart or your throat or your gut, some visceral experience is a sign that something is not going to be guiding you in a good direction. So stop. It's like a cautionary, a yellow light, or even a red light. And then you just call in these divine beings and you say, I'm destined to have a bad moment and maybe moments after that. So I'm intuiting that this divine part of me, my highest version of myself, is saying, think about something else. And then the best thing to do in that exact moment is to call in a divine being. And sometimes some of us, many of us have shared that once we get on this path with Dr. Ply, all of a sudden a mantra will come or a meditation will come or we'll click on something or we'll just know, go here, go there, do this, do that. And it's not a voice inside of our head. It's this being that we've always, been connected to, but there are, because we're in the golden age, it's so much crisper, or the connection is a lot clearer. So we have to trust in that. And then that changes our destiny. So, and your destiny isn't like the end of the game, the end of the life. It is in every moment. And then you build on that and you have this flow of grace and ease. Even in all the... hardships or challenges or obstacles in our lives. There's a destiny that can play out, and then there's the divine destiny. And that's a better destiny because things happen a lot faster, a lot smoother, and with a lot more grace and ease and joy. Is that helpful at all, Alisa?
Yes. Thank you so much. You're such a great resource and so much valuable information. I really love these calls. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anything else?
No.
Oh, no, but I'm going,
I'm definitely going to look into the Nadi astrology / astro consult and go from there.
Definitely. It will really help you. It's worth your investment because it's going to, that's what we're here to do, is to change at the level of the soul.
Sucharita?
Yes, who's it?
Hi, this is Alicia again. I never got on my other call because this one got so interesting. I guess I'll just listen to the replay. I have a question. because I am really looking into the Nadi readings, but I am saving my money. So I wanted to get just the astrological reading. Which one should I get? Should I get there's different ones. I know they have the Vishnu Maya angel reading, and they have the regular one. I need to learn about astrology. I grew up in the church, so of course they told us astrology was no good, don't believe in it. But now, later on in life, I'm realizing this is what it's all about, like you said, the planets and everything, and I need to learn about it. Is there a class or something that Dr. Pillai teaches or AstroVet gives that we can learn about astrology?
Oh, it's a great question. Yeah, and what I would do is Vali, V-A-L-L-I, is a Western Nadi astrologer. She's a long-time student devotee of Dr. Pillai. She's been blessed to give really great insights. She's also a teacher of astrology, and she trains astrologers. So I would send an email to her, Vali@PillaiCenter.com, or Vali at AstroVet.com. She's also on AstroVet, but not always. If you go on to LAC, I think it is, or Live Astrology Consultation, sometimes all the astrologers are not up. But if you want to send her an email and just say you're listening to Sundays with Sucharita and want to find out about what's going on with she will give you, you can schedule a live astrology consultation with her, or she might give you information on how to learn more about the astrology. But having said all that, you can go on to AstroVet.com, and there's free learning. There's a tab that says free learning, and you can read it.
I've been reading it, but it's so complicated for me. I want to learn about the houses where they say certain planets are in certain houses, and I'm so confused. I don't know what's happening. And my mom wants to learn, and I'm telling her, well, I can't explain it to you because I don't know what I'm, doing as well.
Yeah. Well, the best thing to do when that happens, and this is how I started out too many, many years ago, is I just took my own chart, got an astrology consultation, and then I started learning from there. Because if you start learning it in a general way, then it's going to be like a university degree, right?
Right.
So it's just textbook stuff. So we want to know how those planets are impacting us. So we find out, like the other lady was sharing, I think it was Alethea, she was saying about the good and bad planets, getting an astrology consultation. Once you understand how that's impacting you on an experiential level and you see it in your life, then that starts to shed more light, and then you'll be guided, hey, this will be a good thing for you. I watch astrology, go to the YouTube, and you can watch astrology, astrologers on the YouTube. But start out with Vali. She's awesome.
Okay, that's perfect, because I said I don't know if I should get the Royal Astrology, which is the Bethel Leaf, or just ask three questions. Which one would, before the Nadi, because like I said, I really can't afford the Nadi right now. I need something where they can tell me what remedies to do as far as finances, because I'm doing pretty good, but I can't break the ceiling to the next level.
Yeah. So start out with that. But then having said that as well, if you, here's the thing, is that with the spiritual path, our soul will align with whatever is resonating. So sometimes the Nadi won't call to the person. I've had years go by where the Nadi didn't call me at the level of the soul. And then all of a sudden I was like, I have to have a reading. And it just happened that it happened that way. But then now it's like, okay, now I have to have another one. I just had one like almost 2 years ago. And then I saw the AstroVet sent out, hey, you should have a Nadi. I was like, oh, well, great, I should have a Nadi. You know, so I was ready to, at the level of the soul. So I got excited about it. If it's not exciting you, if you're not
It's very exciting to me. I can't even sleep. I'm thinking about Nadi all day, all night. My mom wants one. We actually want to come to India. I listen to Mohini. I'm so excited about this. But like I said, I'm doing pretty well financially. I'm taking care of everything, my family. I just need to break the next level. I have my own business, but I need to get to the next level. So I know Nadi is where it's at. And I had a past life reading from, it wasn't from Dr. Pillai. I don't know if he offers this, but it's a past life regeneration. I don't know if I'm saying that word right. And they told me why my money was kind of stuck here. So I definitely want the remedies from what you guys offer. So I'm so looking forward to the Nadi. But I said, I may have to do another reading before I get to the Nadi to clear some stuff up.
Yeah. So if the betel leaf is calling you, then do that. If the astrology is calling, it sounds like you want to learn about it. The betel leaf is more intuitive. So if you want to learn more about it and do it in more of a systematic way that makes sense to you, if that's how you roll, then do that. Yeah. And having said that, please watch Dr. Ply's free webcast. It's all about the free live brain training for wealth.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm so excited.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your time and your service. I didn't say it before. You are so awesome that you take your time out on Sundays to be here with us. So I really appreciate you.
Oh, very welcome. It's a pleasure, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much, dear.
Okay. Be in touch anytime. You can always send an email to Teresa@plycenter.com for anyone who wants to follow up. Any other questions or comments? So, you know, when we're asking these questions that are kind of haunting us and they're causing us to inquire about what's making us tick, whether that's good or bad, when we're in alignment, so say, for example, someone is talking about, you know, I want to work on my relationships or I want to work on my spiritual path, and the sun is transiting, it's going into the second house. And how that is in our second natural house, the zodiac, and that's the house of Taurus, again, everything that gives us comfort and makes us to have fulfill our desires. It kind of makes sense, you know, so even though it's going to be a month of creating wealth or savings, consciousness, or comforts in our life, relationship is also related to that. Because relationship, if we have all the comforts and we don't have anybody that's significant or our relationships are challenged, it really, we all will say, well, who cares about money if I don't have anybody to enjoy it with? So that goes hand in hand. So it really depends on, you know, the sun represents the soul. So if the sun is lighting up the second house, don't just think it ends at finances. It's all about finances. It can be whatever makes you to think about how you are, you know, living every day and how comfortable you are every day and how that relates to family, you know, friends, your so close people close to you, everything that represents comfort. So those other readings, the betel leaf, that is a fantastic, oh my God, it was a life-changing reading that I had. It was introduced, I think it was during the Midbrain Miracle Method or Millionaire Yoga, I can't remember which program it was, but it was offered as part of that program, and now it's being offered on a regular basis. So I invite everybody who is interested or that's calling them, do it. Even if you haven't done a live astrology consultation or Nadi, I'm just saying that because the people who had come forward and they'd asked, that's what's resonating with them, so that's the direction that they're going to take. But if you are a very intuitive person or you don't, you know, you don't really resonate with the astrology or the Nadi, and you're waking up to this betel leaf, go to that. You know, go to what you're, because that's at the level of the soul. It has nothing to do with our minds. So trust your intuition. Trust that instinctual part of yourself that says, this is the thing. Because it's not us doing it. It's the divine working with whatever is at hand right now. And this happens to be, you know, spiritual science. It's a higher study, a higher education, or a higher understanding of ourselves. It's getting us out of our cultural ruts or religious, you know, the way we were raised, you know, those paradigms are all being broken. That's the golden age, is it's saying, hey, all that can exist, but now we got to go even higher. We have to look even more deeper into ourselves. Higher meaning with an intelligence that's beyond. It vibrates at a higher frequency, faster frequency. And when things are higher and faster, then we don't have to wait too long for things to change or get resolved or break through. So do, you know, if that's what I do, is I just serve. Sometimes there's so many emails. We all know we get so many emails and newsletters. It can be overwhelming from AstroVet, Pali Center. Oh, my God, this is on sale. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, I miss this. I miss that. If that's the case, follow up with any of the supports at AstroVet or Pali Center and say, hey, you offered Naughty Astrology at 40% off a couple of days ago. I missed it. Is that still available? And chances are they will say, okay, well, yeah, okay. You know, it's within a couple of days. If it's weeks gone by, forget about it. But if you're following it and you follow all those newsletters and you're compelled to, you get attracted to, or you're compelled to do something, trust that instinct. And having said that, you don't want to, you know, break the bank either. So it has to be a really strong pull inside of you. And that is the very area of your life that if you could have that breakthrough in that area of your life where there's a lot of energy, you know, trying to bust through that obstacle, that gets released. And so it gets freed up. And so you have all that energy to then focus on other areas. So, you know, trust in what you're going to choose to do. And it doesn't mean that, okay, well, I'm so in love with Naughty and I'm just going to do Naughty. And then you find yourself doing something else and it is the exact thing. And you don't do Naughty for a long time. And you say, oh, my God, what was that all about? You know, that's because these spiritual tools are going to be there when you're ready. And you're going to be in the right place at the right time using those spiritual tools. So if you get the keys to a Ferrari and you get a free Ferrari and you don't know how to drive the thing, and so it just sits there, that's, you know, you're not prepared. So we want to trust in that intuitive knowingness, that natural intelligence, that innate intelligence that's guiding us and saying, hey, it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. Forget about that. It's not a comparison here. This is my soul. This is what it wanted to do. And I got to trust that whatever I'm going to choose to do next is going to really pull on my heartstrings. It's going to pull on every aspect of my being. And sometimes it's going to feel like nothing is happening, but then I'm going to just keep doing the practices, doing the meditations, trying out the services, and then see what I'm drawn to next. And that will be the exact thing that you need to do. Regardless of what everyone else is saying, whatever anyone here in Pali Center or AstroVet is saying, you got to trust in what your soul needs. And we're here to support that. Is there anything else? Any other questions? Yeah.
So, Chirita, could you please repeat the email of this lady that you recommended? I didn't catch her name, that's all. If you could spell it, please. Yeah.
Yeah. V as in victory. A as in apple. L as in love. L as in love. I as in identity. So Vali at PaliCenter.com or Vali at AstroVet.com.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. There's lots of astrologers. Don't just think, oh, Vali's the best and that's it. Just for this person, she's interested in having that kind of a teacher and Western perspective style of reading. Bali's really great at that. I've had astrologers from India who are amazing, and they give amazing readings for me. So trust in what your soul needs. And the window into the astrologer is the person, the facilitator that takes a look at the chart, but then there's a divine energy that's coming in, and maybe in a different lifetime we came together with that astrologer, or maybe we were the astrologer in the last lifetime and they were the person who was coming to us. So there's some, you have to trust that there's some karma that is going to be revealed. And maybe you help them in another lifetime, and now they're going to help you in this lifetime. So trust that that is going to be the astrologer for you, or the reading for you, or the naughty astrologer for you, or the beta leaf astrologer for you, and so on. Or the program for you, you know? We have a great astrologer here, Vedic astrologer, Radha. She shares with us every month the sun's transit. I don't think she does one-to-one calls or consultations, but she gives a great write-up, or a great talk, and then the write-up goes out. And it's so practical that it's tells us what to expect in the month ahead. So this past month, the sun has been transiting the house of Aries, and if you've been fired up to change our personality, maybe to change our outlook, be more optimistic, or to change even our appearance. I've been in India for 3 months, and I went, oh my God, I definitely need a haircut, new hairstyle. And boom, I was in this beautiful place that I was staying in, and I went upstairs, and they had a salon there, and the guy was amazing, and he did a great job. And I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. Otherwise, I would have to wait, I don't know how long, till I go back, but until I could get back to my stylist at home. So, the divine is always showing us what we need to do next. And so the sun is saying, spruce yourself up, change your appearance, give yourself a makeover. Buy new clothes, at least something new to make your energy to go towards something moving forward and giving you more optimism. And don't just do it randomly or mechanically because the sun is transiting. Trust that whatever is going to be the thing that you need to do to change, to cause some shift in your destiny. We're all destined to do something, but when we're following the sun transit, it will say, okay, focus on the personality, focus on yourself, focus on who you're being, how you're presenting yourself, how people are seeing you. And then Radha will share with us next week the sun's transiting in the second house and what the second house means, the natural zodiac, and how other planets are impacting. So this is a good way to start to understand about astrology as well and how that's impacting you. Because then you put into you start to act towards those things. Oh, she talked about this. That's why I'm focusing on my finances. That's why I'm focusing more on doing practices that are relating to building my wealth consciousness and taking steps to build my bank account. Putting a dollar in my bank account is more beneficial for me than to go spend, five, right? So it will teach you, Radha will share with us in the next month after the sun transits. When is it transiting? It's going to be transiting around there, the 14th. And that's also a Vishnupati. A Vishnupati only happens about 6 times a year, I think it is. Or maybe it's a little bit more. It is a time for creating wealth and creating, opening yourself up to opportunities to have new projects to work on, to create wealth, to sustain to protect all your projects, to protect all your material manifestations, to have more wealth consciousness. So we'll get that shared experience, we'll get that education of how the planets are impacting, especially the sun, in the next month during this program. So heads up to that. To those of you who are joining for the first time and those of you who have been coming and going, you know that it's a great roadmap. Anything else? Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday. So it's a great time to do what you can for your mother, whether she's here or has passed. She's impacting us at the soul level. So there are, again, there's the ancestor, the tarpanum services that are offered through Vastravet Ply Center, where you can appease the soul of your mother. And if she's not, if she's still here on the earth plane, whether it's a good relationship or not so good relationship, sometimes it's easier to go to the goddess, and the divine mother. And then that energy will get woken up inside of your relationship that you have or don't have with your own mother at the soul level. And then also, you know, if you have a challenge with the mother and you want to, participate in the services that are offered through Ply Center Astroved that are going to help to bless the mother, getting the mother's blessings is more powerful or impactful in one's life than it is to get the blessings of God, as they say here in India. Guru and God are second to the mother. And it makes sense because that's how we came into this world, through the mother, whether it was a good entry or not. So there was a sacrifice, and we don't know until we get on the spiritual path exactly what that sacrifice was all about. So it will start to open up that understanding in each and every one of us, the relationship with the mother and how it impacts every single relationship that you have, whether it's with a female or a male in your life, that relationship with the mother at the level of the soul and then also in the biological level, it needs to be healed and it needs to be really empowered and nurtured. So if you can't call your mom, then call her at the level of the soul. And if you haven't called your mom in a while, for whatever reason, call her. And call her even before Mother's Day and call her on Mother's Day. Send her flowers. Send her a card. Try to do what you can, because here's what it's all about too. As we evolve spiritually, if we have challenges or unresolved issues with anyone in our lives, it's going to say, okay, what haven't you resolved inside of yourself? And so then you'll know, oh, wow, I really haven't evolved as I thought I had. And having said that, there are some challenges, that can't be resolved at this point in time, and we have to be okay with that too. We do our best. So Mother's Day, really, really important day to get together with your mother if she's alive, to commune with her on the spiritual plane, however that's going to roll out for you, or whatever you're drawn to do it. And, get that resolved. And then we'll be coming together. So we'll be able to celebrate Mother's Day together here on Sundays with Sucharita, which is always such a great time to come together and experience the goddess. So, having said all that, do they talk about Akshaya Tritiya? Ah, yes, non-declining wealth. So, read more about that on Astroved or Ply Center and see what you're drawn to do, because it is a great thing to do every year, because no matter what we do, we can stop the flow of money going out. So Akshaya Tritiya, as I shared over the years and when I participate, even if it's not a good planetary time or the ancestors are really restless, when I pray to Lakshmi on that day, on Akshaya Tritiya, whether it's through services or programs or whatever it is, whatever I can do or afford to do, the blessings of Lakshmi are helping that money to not be declining. It's staying steady, steady income, steady flow. So test it out and participate if you can. All right, is there anything else that needs to be discussed or any questions, any comments before we wrap it up? We'll send out all the links to everything we've discussed. So look for the email that gets sent out by Radha, written up by Yagna. Thank you both for your support in this program, and thanks to everyone for joining today. And in previous calls, it's a great blessing that we're all able to come together. And thanks to Dr. Pillai for giving us the energy and the intelligence to keep on with our spiritual path, keep going, and keep experimenting and enjoy it week to week here. And we'll see you next week. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.